There was a question asked. They said, ED, what is a certified agile scrum master? So, well, that's a great question. I'm so glad you asked me. Let me see if I can unpack that. Hey, if you're new to the channel, I go by the name of ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. Listen, that just simply means Ed. Today's episode is entitled, what is certified agile scrum master? I don't know why they put the agile in there, but normally we just call it CSM. So come join me as I unpack reason why you should get your CSM. Now, first of all, I'm going to give you the three steps that I learned on the Scrum Alliance website. Scrum Alliance is where that's where I went through to find my trainer and to connect with him in order to get certified to actually take the test. So first of all, like I said, go on Scrum Alliance, find you a course trainer. Then you have to complete a 14-hour interactive course online or in person. With me, this was crazy because I actually did it I take a day off on Friday and then I went to the workshop on Friday. I don't know if it was a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, but I remember it was a weekend event. It may have been 2 days starting at 7 or 8 and ending, you know, really late, but it was worth it. I mean, what I loved about it is just the interactive of with the trainer. He was a really good trainer. If you're looking for good trainers, if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, there's two people I'm always going to recommend. My personal favorite, which is Phil, as well as a gentleman. Oh man, I can't remember his name, but his company is called Bearded Eagle. A really good trainer there. If you're looking for some training, but anyway, you have an hour to pass your test. You got to score 37 out of 50. Guess what I got, family? 37 out of 50. So I passed. So I was happy at that point because it's really intense. You know, when I say it's intense, it's not a negative intense. It's just this was the option. Either you could take your test now or you can go home and take your test. And I was like, man, I don't want to go home and then sit down to take the test because I'm going to be thinking about so many other different things. So I might as well, I'm here. The information is fresh. Let me just go ahead and take my test. So that's what I did. So let me break down my 7-point framework. Again, the first point is very unique, but it's true. Anytime you take these certifications and you do more than just take the certifications, you excel with the certification. And when I mean excel, meaning you just don't stop at the certification or the hours that they're requiring. You go above and beyond so you can learn your craft. And that's what I'm doing here, family. You're going to learn. You're going to watch me in real time as I'm really going over a lot of Scrum and Agile, maybe some extreme programming. It depends, but I really want to share this journey with you, my family. So I want to share this journey. I want to share my ups and downs. I mean, because this is going to be a great ride, a fun ride, and I want to help somebody out there or some people that are thinking about getting their CSM or Certified Scrum Master. So anyway, again, you know, when you sit to take this test and pass it, one of the things will happen for you, you will have an opportunity to master Agile a little bit closer. I'll say you get a step closer. Point number two, team empowerment. Oh, I love that. Reason why is because teams are supposed to be self-organizing and you're also going to have some cross-functional teams that will help you drive excellence. One of the things that I do appreciate, and I'm probably going off, not really off topic, but really off the 7-point framework, but self-organizing teams are such an amazing thing because what it does, when you cultivate a self-organizing team, your job as the Scrum Master is to really come in, and I'm probably getting into more of the weeds of everything, but it's to really come in and remove impediments or what we call roadblocks out the way and really be a big facilitator versus from a PM, from a project management standpoint, you're so involved that sometimes you may or, and depends, you may or may not lose a particular task along the way. I mean, I know they say no child left behind, but sometimes I'll leave a task behind because I didn't have the right people in the room. When you have self-organizing teams, they're able to pick, I don't know why it is. I mean, because I remember when I ran I had a project and we decided to leverage the framework Scrum, leverage the Scrum framework. And man, the way that project ran compared to just leveraging the the methodology of a predictive or basically a predictive type approach, you definitely can see the difference. Because what, I won't even go there, but you'll definitely see the difference. So I hope that you get a chance to really learn more about and really just dive in. I mean, it's a certification that is worth going after. Let's go on to point number three, facilitated collaboration. You guys know my first one is communication, my second one is collaboration, and then just to top it off, leadership. These are the three components that really get me excited about what I do day in and day out. But when you get this certification in, as an Agile Scrum Master, you really become a facilitator, and it's like you're a composer working in an orchestra and communicating seamless and collaborating amongst the teams. You see how I'm moving? I don't know why I feel like I'm salsa dancing or something. Okay, you didn't come to see that. Let's go to point number four. Point number four, adaptive problem solving. When you have an opportunity to get involved in Scrum, you have the ability to, it enables professionals to really adapt to changing project requirements, in which leads to effective problem solving. So when you are working in a adaptive environment, it's so exciting and refreshing, because if you're someone that likes to lead, if you're someone that is a leader, this gets you excited, because you really, especially if you're someone that likes to get involved, oh, this is right up your alley, because it really, there's going to be issues and problems come up, and you have to collaborate with the team effectively to come up with a solution to solve whatever particular problem you guys are up against. And I love when we collaborate collectively as a team and we say, we got this problem. All right, let's throw some potential solutions, versus the other way where, you know, you'll spend 30 minutes of everyone telling you why it's not gonna work. And then you spend 28 minutes on why it won't work. And then you got 2 minutes left because you only called a 30 minute meeting. I'm just saying. Anyway, I digress. One of the things too that I love, which is point number five, is servant leadership. I love servant leadership because this certification really embodies the spirit of servant leadership, in which leaders, watch this, prioritize the needs of the team and enable their success. Man, isn't that amazing? Just imagine if you had a leader that really prioritized your needs. I should have pointed at you, your needs, and of the team, and really was, I mean, like, it wasn't a question or a doubt to say, man, I wonder if my leader got my back or not. Like, it doesn't even come, because you know without a doubt. So when you're in that type of environment, I mean, it's really a healthy work environment. Everybody is there to do one thing, that is collaborate. I said one thing, it's many things. Collaborate, communicate effectively, and lead, and work in a self-organizing fashion. Point number six, one of my favorites. Again, I got a lot of favorites, so excuse me. Don't judge me. Just bookmark this video and click like, subscribe, and all those good things. Anyway, conflict resolution. One of the things that when you get this particular certification, it gives you another tool to add to your tool belt when it comes to conflict resolution, because it really is about focusing on addressing team disputes extremely fast, or I'll use a better word, swiftly, while preserving the team harmony in a work environment. Normally, sometimes I watch in a more of a predictive or basically a waterfall type project, you kind of let things, I mean, you don't address it as far as the conflict head on a lot of time. Sometimes you try to give it an opportunity, but when you're working in a self-organized team, it's easy to weed those people out that just don't really want to be there, and that's cool. I mean, it's no hard feelings. I just want to make sure you're successful, as well as I hope that you want the same for me. Let's move on to point number seven. Again, one of these things about the CSM or the Certified Scrum Master, this is a industry recognized certification. Reason why I got my CSM is because, number one, I was studying Scrum and I was like, well, why don't I just go ahead and get certified in it? And so also, family, if you didn't catch the other video where I talk about the PMI ACP, I'm actually getting ready to, I started today, really, of going through training because you have to get a certain amount of contact hours. Because I just think it's time for me to go ahead and get this. I'm really fascinated by the framework of Scrum and fascinated by the different frameworks within Agile. So I just thought, hey, why not go after it and bring it back to the family and share my highs, my lows, and some pros and cons. I really think these two certifications, the PMI ACP, as well as the CSM, are two powerful certifications right now. Again, subjective. In the Agile community, there's other certifications which, you know, we'll talk further about, but really want to bring this to the family because, again, these is one of these things to know these principles and frameworks is really going to help you when you take your CAPM or your PMP. Hey, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.